USA Radio News.
A man with an edge weapon attacked passengers inside a San Francisco International Airport terminal, leaving three with cuts and scrapes. The travelers were in the pre-check area when they were attacked. Police officers arrived and arrested a man whose name wasn't immediately released. It is not clear what the motive for the attack was. The president is discussing the state of the economy.
President Biden sat down with the Associated Press on Thursday to discuss the state of the economy, as well as his concerns about the national mood. Biden blamed gas prices for the nation's economic pessimism. He said before prices started rising that, quote, they were much more optimistic, unquote. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
British health officials reported another 50 cases of monkeypox across the country for a total of 574 cases. That makes the UK's outbreak the biggest to date beyond Africa. Globally, more than 30 countries have reported 1,880 infections in countries that don't typically report monkeypox, with 85% of cases in Europe. No deaths have been reported. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked about pro-life centers being under attack.
As pro-life centers are being attacked and damaged throughout the United States, many are blaming Democrat activists for the violence. Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked Thursday why she has not condemned the violence.
A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Five former Bowling Green State University fraternity members convicted in the hazing death of a 20-year-old were sentenced in Ohio, with three receiving jail time. The sophomore who was rushing Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity was found unconscious after drinking an entire bottle of alcohol during an initiation event. He died 3 days after being put on life support.
To me, you killed him. You left him there to die.
The victim's parents asked the judge to sentence the men to the maximum allowed under Ohio law. Former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro entered a plea of not guilty. The two charges stem from his failure to comply with subpoenas from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A U.S. district judge set a tentative trial date for November 17th. China launched its third and most advanced aircraft carrier from a Shanghai shipyard. Experts say the new combat systems are rapidly catching up with the United States. The ship is China's first domestically designed and built catapult aircraft carrier. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.